Once the new system is in place, Wisconsin will join 19 other states that use a five-star system for rating child care providers. It would be used to determine which providers get subsidy dollars. The rating system was proposed 5 years ago, but this is the first time there was the bipartisan support necessary to approve it. Republican Robin Voss of Racine says he hopes the system will not only weed out poor quality child care providers, but also help reduce fraud.
Having a quality child rating system where we actually will be able to know who's a one, which means you really shouldn't be taking care of kids at all, which means you probably are more likely than not to be involved in some sort of fraudulent activity, to be able to have that tool at our disposal to know who those people are so that we can help protect taxpayers' resources should be something we applaud as well.
The state's largest child advocacy group did applaud when the committee unanimously approved the rating system. Dave Eady is the early education policy analyst for the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
We are very pleased about this. We've been working on this for a long time, and we think this is good for kids. We think it's good for families to have more information. We think it's long overdue to have a quality assurance system.
Eady says the state has the money to launch the program, but it's uncertain whether there will be enough in the next biennial budget to fund an incentive program that would allow five-star child care centers to be reimbursed at a higher rate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.